Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and joining us, as we do on a Tuesday, we have Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it is nice, and I'm happy to get into some nice weather. A mighty 69 degrees right now in Coffeyville, so always happy to have a little rain maybe on the way. Might have some thunderstorms, that sort of thing. But, hey, it's spring. We need the rain and thunderstorms this time of year.
We do. What's Friday look like?
Well, Friday's looking like pretty much every day this week we have something, it seems like. But Friday, we have about a 40% chance of some thunderstorms. Going to be breezy, highs in the upper 80s. And then we have about a 40% chance Friday night. The best chance really is going to be Thursday, it's looking like.
Okay.
So for rain. So do we have something coming up here on Friday?
We do. Yeah. So maybe it'll clear out just for a few hours so we can have our event.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it
here soon. So so today is Tuesday. And tomorrow, obviously, is Wednesday, and it's going to be a big day for the Chamber. We're celebrating Empire Barbershop and Men's Lounge is opening up in downtown Independence. Super excited for the owner, Omar El Shabassi. He's someone who went to Independence High School, graduated, moved away, I think lived in New York for a while, and came back as a young entrepreneur and had his barbershop. Kind of on Chestnut Street, and then had an opportunity to buy a building in downtown Independence and decided to not only make it a barbershop, but to make it a place where guys can come and just hang out. So I think there'll be pool tables in there,
yeah.
and lots of fun things. So
I think that might be where Shay goes. So I'll have to ask him.
Okay,
here.
Well, we're gonna get we're gonna get a check it out tomorrow. So the ribbon cutting is going to be right before business after hours. So Omar is having his grand opening, and he's also hosting business after hours. So we will cut a ribbon celebrating the grand opening of his business. And then anyone who wants to stick around for business after hours, that's from 5 to 6. It's $3 admission, and you get your name or you get a ticket in for lots of drawings, so it's well worth the $3, plus you get good food and drinks and an opportunity to just visit and meet new people. So it's always a good time, and this particular one will, again, be in downtown Independence, so it's always fun to get together on Penn Avenue, so congratulations to Empire Barbershop and Men's Lounge.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to find out if that's where he gets his hair.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him. That's
he does
great.
A great job.
Yeah.
So, we always talk about things that are happening in downtown. So right next door to Empire from 5 to 6 will be business after hours. And if you're not full from the snacks there, you can just go right on over to Dickie's and have dinner there because there'll be live music 6:30 to 9. So it'll be a fun Wednesday night in downtown Independence. And quite frankly, it won't matter if it's raining because there's awnings and covered outdoor dining and indoor dining, obviously. So you can still get out and about. Wednesday's also musical bingo at the brewery, and I was looking at the brewery's Facebook page, and you know they have musical bingo on Wednesday, they have trivia on Thursday, but I think it's so important that we continually remind ourselves that the brewery is a family-friendly location in downtown, and it's a place where they don't serve food, which means, as I sometimes talk about, you can go get food anywhere in town. You can get food from multiple locations and make everybody happy and bring the food into the brewery. And not only do they serve beer, obviously, but they have great homemade root beer. And they also have a lot of board games to choose from, card games to choose from. You can bring your own games in. So it's a fun place. I've been watching their Facebook page, and I see on Friday evenings and a lot of times even during the day on Saturday, there'll be lots of kids in there. So it's a fun family environment. Uncle Jack's has live music on Friday nights by Brian Leedy starting at 6 o'clock As always, you can karaoke at Turbo's starting at 9, just across the street. And King's Bar and Game Room, which is at 301 North Penn Avenue, Friday night from 9 to midnight, has live music. And you can check out the Facebook pages of all of these bars and grills and our other restaurants on food specials and things they have going on. I noticed on King's that they also are serving food. So they have some food items on their menu, so you want to go check that out. We've been talking about seniors and senior services in our community, and thought I might just mention a couple of things along with the senior service at the senior center at the library. But senior citizens are invited to Senior Size every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at Credo Senior Living at 2120 North 13th Street, and that's over by Jefferson. And it's they're offering this Senior Size, which is a way to improve your mobility, flexibility, balance, and endurance. And I say all that because it's so important that our seniors know that even if they're not in a senior living environment, but maybe they're still living independently at home, but they need to get out. They need to have that socialization. They need to get out and exercise. And this is a great place to do that with, obviously, other seniors. So you're with like-minded individuals and in a comfortable environment. And, you know, it is nice outside, but sometimes it's raining. Sometimes yeah. There's inclement weather, and just want to encourage everyone, especially our seniors, to stay healthy. May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month, and Fort County just sponsored our first Friday, and it just keeps me thinking about mental health and how important that is, our physical and mental health. And so just want to give a little shout out to all of our seniors to consider maybe some exercising. And then we have the senior center on the second floor of the library, and they also offer exercise classes up there. They offer book clubs. They offer crafting activities. They offer movie afternoon showings on Fridays, and they have lots of different activities. So I want to tell everyone to be sure and check out their Facebook page, and it's Independence Community and Senior Center, and you'll be able to see all of the things that are happening at on the second floor of the library for all of the adult services. So if you have any questions about that, you can call Taya Hooper at the library, 331-3030. And also, I was looking at their Facebook page, and they're needing donations of 3 to 5 pound hand weights. So again, if you have some of those, like I do, sitting there not being used but should be, and you want to make a contribution to the senior center, you can just drop those off.
People doing spring cleaning right now.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm going to hold on to mine because I need to use them. So you were asking me off air about the Historic Preservation Conference, and it went very well. We had just under probably 100 attendees, and well attended, lots of really good information. And from an economic standpoint, I want to say that that conference really did make an impact on our community. So we work hard to bring conferences and meetings to our communities, because there were hotel rooms, lots of catering took place. We did a scavenger hunt in the downtown, so hopefully a lot of cash registers were ringing. And one of the other things that we got to do was to showcase Little House on the Prairie. And so Little House on the Prairie is open for the season, and admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids. But it's nice when not only all of us who live locally can go out to Little House on the Prairie, but when you have a lot of visitors in town and they're looking for fun things to do, to be able to have something that's a national treasure, you know, to be able to send them out and let them enjoy the Little House on the Prairie. There's lots of fun things to do out there. So there's a replica log cabin. There's actually a hand-dug well that Charles Ingalls dug for his family back when they lived out on the prairie 1869 to 71, and it's referred to a lot in the books and even in the movie. They will show and talk about the hand-dug well, so that's cool to be able to see that. There's a one-room schoolhouse, a post office, and a gift store, and horses and miniature donkeys and animals to feed. But the individuals who boarded the bus and went out to Little House on the Prairie as kind of an extra experience to their conference activities really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
So just think about that, too, especially if you have some family in town.
Yeah, and those the Model A folks, I'm pretty sure they got to go and experience that. Who, you know, we had them stop by the radio station, and they went to all sorts of different places. And they were mainly coming for Coffeeville, but I think they were planning on hitting some of the side trips, too.
Good.
So that was really neat to have the Model A Club. There's several clubs. There's the Tulsa Club, the Wichita Club. I'm pretty sure there's even clubs in Missouri and that sort of thing. So that was neat to have them in town, and I know they got to check that out.
We had the Model A Club come through Independence. I lose track of time with COVID, but
sure.
It was prior to COVID, so maybe about 5 years ago. And beautiful cars.
Oh, yeah.
So interesting to look at those cars. So so when did they come through? This
they
weekend?
Were here on Friday. They were this past weekend, so they came up on Friday, and then they spent the weekend in Montgomery County and
well,
the Coffeyville
good.
Area. So
good.
63 cars, I think, from Tulsa, which is amazing. You know, considering that some of these cars are—they're getting close to being 100 years old. That is just really, really neat.
They're just cruising down the road. Yeah,
yep.
They don't go very fast.
Nope,
but,
they just take their time. But they said the world is a sight to see at 45 miles an hour. You know, you get to see all sorts of stuff.
They are amazing. And it kind of takes you back in time when you sit in the seat of one of those cars
yep.
and realize that is how
people cross the country in those.
I know. Another form of transportation
yeah.
would be bike riding. So we have Tuesday night, which would be tonight, the bike group out at Elk City State Park, Eagle Rock Shredders. They ride at 6 o'clock, and you can meet in the Outlet Channel parking lot. And then they'll meet again in that same location tomorrow evening. And this ride is for women. Women of all skill levels, so novice riders, experienced riders. All the women get together at 6 o'clock and they just ride the trails. So make sure you've got your helmet on, because you do need to have a helmet if you plan to ride a little bit longer and it gets dark on you. Make sure you have a light on your bike so that you can stay safe. And then I've got to go check out this the newest bike trail, and it's down in the ballpark area on Park Boulevard in Independence, right by one of the ball fields on the east side, and the Eagle Rock Shredders have been working on it for quite a while now, and it really looks nice, and I think they're coming close to doing kind of a grand opening date on that, maybe in the next few weeks. Maybe actually might be next week, and I meant to get out there this weekend because I really want to get out and look at it. Not only can you ride your bike on it, but you can walk on it too, so...
That's great.
Need to check that out. Farmers Market opened up. So Coffeyville's Farmers Market opened
yep,
up. And
yep.
Independence Market opened on Saturday. That'll be open again on Thursday from 5 to 7. Both markets are in the same location, the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. So the Saturday morning market is from 7:30 to 11. And then the Thursday market is from 5 to 7. Makes it nice because a lot of people don't get up that early. Maybe on Saturday morning they have other things that they're, you know, that they're doing, and maybe that Thursday evening works out better for people. The Thursday evening too catches all those people who work in Independence
yeah.
but live in another community.
You can stop by on your way home
yeah.
from work, you grab something for dinner, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, so I got some wonderful homemade bread. It was jalapeno and cheese, and it was really good. And I picked up some hand lotions that were made by two young entrepreneurs, two girls that have, I think it's two sisters. It's their own business, and they make lotions, and they're great bakers. They had their stand up. I was trying to think what I loaded up. Oh, I bought fresh pecans and strawberries. So, and the strawberries were amazing. So don't think that it's too early, because things are popping out of the garden.
Yeah, and you can also, you know, either later this week or on Saturday get items for Mother's Day. You know, it's coming up.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, don't forget those mothers in your family or those motherly figures. But check out the Farmers and Makers Market. So not only do you get all the produce and the baked goods and everything, but you get a lot of handmade items as well. So a really good market. Rural Connection is hosting May Monday Mile, and it's just it's basically an experience where, well, what am I trying to say? It's a gathering of people during the lunch hour on all the Mondays mm-hmm. in May, except for Memorial Day, where they're just encouraging healthy living. They're saying, you know, slip off those work shoes, get on your tennis shoes, get out, breathe some fresh air, walk. Again, it's good for your mental health, your physical health. And they've already had two of them. The last two will be Monday, May the 15th, and we'll meet at the steps of Memorial Hall. And then the last one will be the 22nd, and we'll meet on the steps of the public library. So they've positioned them in all areas of the community. They met this week at Patio 210. Previously, they met at the Judicial Center. So you get to get out, walk on good sidewalks, and see different parts of the community, and just get a good brisk walk in and get back to work. So participants will be entered into a drawing for Main Street gift certificates, too. So that's an enticement to get out and get healthy. So be sure and check that out. It's a 1 mile walk, and you can walk at your own pace. And again, the Rural Connection champion, Brittany Holum, has organized this as one of her activities that she's championing during this time of working her Rural Connection program. So let's see. The Montgomery County Beekeepers Association is happening, or their Beekeepers Association monthly meeting is happening the second Thursday of the month. So that's actually this week, and it will be May the 11th at ICC West, 2615 West Main, 6 o'clock in the evening. You can check out their Facebook page, too. They have lots of really good information, and they have a strong following. So put that on your calendar. If you miss it, you got to wait till June.
Yeah.
So don't do that. I was looking at the high school calendar. So today is tomorrow, the seniors' last day. Everything's coming to an end for the seniors. They'll graduate this weekend, actually on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Now then, do they have graduate and then they have finals week? Or I think, like, they still have their finals week and that sort of thing. But yeah, they're all wrapping up.
I know. They are. Yep. They're having all their concerts. Yep. They have baccalaureate this weekend.
Sure.
So the high school band and orchestra will be having a concert this Thursday at 7 o'clock in the IHS Performing Arts Center. So I'm sure that this will be the last time that many of them will sing and play their instruments as a collective group. So this is the band and orchestra,
sure,
but we look forward to hearing them perform. And then I was talking about senior size at Credo, and this is something fun that Medical Lodges is doing. It's called Mingle with Medical Lodges, and you basically just hang out at Daylight Donuts on Friday the 12th from 9 to 11, and you get a chat with the residents. So they take the residents out of the facility, put them on their van, and get them out into the community where they're seeing different faces, getting to do things they used to get to do, such as hang out at donut shops and visit with people. The Medical Lodges team will be there as well with them. But again, it's a great way for us to visit with those residents. You know, they sometimes don't get to see people on a regular basis unless people are visiting them. And this is a way to get them out and in the community so they still feel like a productive citizen.
Yeah,
so
of course.
If you're going to get donuts at Daylight Donuts, which is one of my favorite places, think about hanging out Friday from 9 to 11 if you have that kind of flexibility with your work schedule. Okay, so here's why I was asking about,
yes,
about the weather. All Wheels Night and Cruisin' Indy is this Friday, sponsored by Magnolia. And Magnolia Sense by Design, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30 in downtown Independence. This one's going to be super fun because Tracy and the Time Travelers, a local band, everybody's favorite, will be playing downtown right in front of Dickie's Barbecue. And they've had really good turnouts with the hot rods and the sports cars and the antique cars. Everybody gets their cars out, gets them shined up, pops the hood, backs them in, and just has kind of a mini car show. It's actually not mini. Like I said, there's a lot of cars that are down there. So it's fun. It basically, there's no fee to get in. They block off some of the 200 blocks so don't park down there unless you have one car to show.
Yeah.
And then you just park on one of the side streets, get out. You can bring your lawn chair, enjoy the music of Tracy and the Time Travelers, grab some dinner at one of the local restaurants downtown, check out all the cars. And then about 8 o'clock, the cars will pull out, and they go on kind of an old-fashioned cruising indie experience, but they've also built in a poker run.
Okay.
So they go to all of these different locations during their cruise, get all of get their cards for their poker run, and then they come back downtown about 8:30 with their poker hand that they've acquired. And that's when they give out the prizes for the poker run, and then the band kind of wraps up playing. So about 8:30, so everything is just within that two-hour block. So we're going to hope that the rain stops, and then it can just pour down. About 9 o'clock, we're safe. So,
yeah, there you go. So we'll keep an eye on it. So, you know, we'll know a little bit better chance. So hopefully we'll have those showers and that sort of thing hold off.
Believe me, I'm not trying to ward off the rain, though, because we definitely need it. But if it just wants
just
to shut
Friday,
off,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, graduation is this weekend. So congratulations to all of our high school seniors who will be walking the stage of Memorial Hall to get their diplomas. That'll be a big day this Sunday. The Independence Pregnancy Care Center is having a baby bottle campaign. And I thought this was really innovative. So basically, you can go by the Pregnancy Care Center and you can pick up a little baby bottle. And then you collect all your change from Mother's Day to Father's Day.
Okay, great.
And then you drop off your baby bottle. And it's a fundraiser for the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. So you can stop by the Independence location at 213 East Main on Tuesday or Thursday between 10 and 3 and pick up your baby bottle, and then you can drop it off as well. So again, that will run from this Sunday through Father's Day. So we hope that they'll raise a lot of money. And also just think, if you want to make a donation, you don't want to do the change collection, you can just give them a monetary donation. You can drop off diapers and all kinds of things that they need at the care center.
Good deal.
They have some art workshops coming up at the museum, so you can call the museum at 331-3515 to get all of the details. The next class is going to be Saturday, May the 15th, and that one will be Rick Bushnell's open studio class from 9 to 12. And then later on in June, and I'll talk about this later, they're going to have a watercolor. I mean, I'll talk about it later in upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to have a watercolor class as well. So lots of fun art workshops coming up. So again, make sure you check out the museum's Facebook page because they have lots of activities, exhibits, workshops, and things like this coming up. Another fun thing that they have happening is an auction, and they explained it at First Friday. So what they're doing is if you have something in your house, I have something in my house that is a true antique, but it's something that maybe it's not a family heirloom, maybe it's something that you bought, and you're like, okay, it's time to let that go and let somebody else enjoy that. You can donate it to the museum, and they're having an auction of all of these items. So basically, if you have a unique antique that you're willing to donate to their upcoming auction, you give the museum a call at 331-3515, and all of these auction items will be on an online auction, and you can bid now through July the 25th, I believe. Let me check the The flyer. So, yes. So, you can just, I think it must be going on right now. So, you can go on to the website. There's a link that will take you to the online auction. You can see all the items that are up for bid right now. And then new items will be coming on, obviously, probably on a continuous basis through through July the 25th. So, well, that was pretty innovative.
I think that's a great idea,
yeah,
you know?
To be able to do that. And let's see. We have another ribbon cutting coming up for Brio Med Spa and Wellness. That's Thursday, May the 25th at 11:30. Stop by 107 North Penn Avenue. That's actually inside Founders Place is where you will find Haley Schultheis, and she is the owner of Brio Med Spa and Wellness, and so she's joined the chamber. She has a lot of health offerings, so encourage you to check out her Facebook and welcome her to the chamber. Every, what is it, fourth Friday out at the Riverside Park, you can play glow-in-the-dark golf. It's that time of year again.
Yep,
so,
golf is back.
I know, it's back. Friday, May the 26th, so put it on your calendar if you're looking for something to do. Starts about 9 o'clock, wraps up shortly before midnight. And really, if you're not even into playing miniature golf, you should get in your car and go by there because it is so cool the way they set that up and all the fun that they have out there for playing miniature golf after dark. So it's a lot of fun. The museum, as I said, has a lot of workshops and exhibits and this online auction that they're having to raise money for their big capital campaign. And they're also having an event, and it's called Salute to the 70s with Rodney Lay Jr. and Friends. So you don't want to miss this one because it's going to be a really great concert. I don't know if you are familiar with, are you familiar with Rodney Lay?
Yeah.
Rodney Lay Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very talented individuals, played with Roy Clark, or Rodney Lay did, and just very well known in this area and are giving of their time and their talents to put on this concert to benefit the museum. And I was reading, I believe maybe the Facebook page, and it said that Robbie Bell from right here in Coffeyville is going to be playing with them, Dr. David Wiggins, and Danny McBride, who used to be a guitarist for Brooks and Dunn, and he'll be playing as well. So lots of really good talent will be performing that night. Tickets are $40. If you're a member of the museum, they're $45 if you're a non-member. And it's May the 22nd, that 27th, that's a Saturday night. Saturday, May the 27th. You can call the museum, get your tickets now. I would say you probably need to get them sooner than later because seating will be limited,
yeah,
and there will be a lot of people that want to go to this this concert. And then they also have reserve tables of 8. So if you're worried about being able to get all your friends together and sitting together, you can do a reserve table for 8 for $400. And those reserve tables will get a bottle of wine and some commemorative wine glasses as well. So it's going to be a great night. I'm going to get my ticket because I want to go. I want to go because I want to hear all the great performers, and I also want to support the museum. So put that on your calendar. Always something fun to do. Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center is going to be opening up. So opening day is scheduled for Saturday, May the 27th. So put that on your calendar if you're just wondering, when is that pool going to open? We got to have some warm weather to warm up that water, too. There's a lot of water in that pool, so we're going to have some hot days before the 27th. Here lately, we've had some, so...
And do you know if they're, I know a lot, many communities are looking for lifeguards and that sort of thing. Do you know if they're usually looking for some?
Yes, they are. And you'll need to go, you can contact the Ash Youth Center and talk to them about all of the opportunities that they would have at the Aquatic Center for lifeguards and safety guards and down at the ball fields for working in the concession stand, working in the ball fields. So lots of summer job opportunities. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, good deal.
And then we'll be wrapping up May, so Memorial Day Observance Service and Mid-Continent Band performance will be Monday, May the 29th on Memorial Day in Mount Hope Cemetery over by the Cenotaph at just right on Penn Avenue at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful service, so you'll want to get out and be a part of that. And then Mid-Continent Band will also kick off its summer season the following Tuesday. So every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, the band plays at the Riverside Park Hilly Band Shell. It's a Mid-Continent Band. They've been playing together as a band for over 100 years. There's nobody, I think, playing in the band that was there at the beginning, but that's how long it's been going on. Completely free and very talented individuals. Always a great night in the park. And I always see some of my Coffeeville friends when I go out to Mid-Continent Band, so it's always fun to see other people driving into the community to enjoy an evening of good music. So I don't know if those ladies come and they have ice cream somewhere and then they go out and listen to the music. So school's going to be out, as I've mentioned, and parents are looking for things to keep them busy. So the Aquatic Center is always a great place for the kids to hang out. The park and the zoo has lots of fun activities. And then we have some summer camps available through Greenbush, and 3rd through 12th graders can sign up to participate in a STEAM camp Tuesday, May the 30th through Friday, June the 2nd from 9 to 11 at Fab Lab ICC. There's a robotics camp June the 5th through the 8th. And then there's going to be a free sunflower camp June the 12th through June the 15th. The previous two camps, the STEAM camp and the robotics camp, are $75. And if you want to register for any of those three camps, you need to go to fablabicc.org and get signed up. So great educational opportunities. Keeps kids busy,
yep.
Keeps them learning.
Keep them engaged.
Yes. Cancer Support Group is always the last Tuesday of the month at the Nazarene Church. So that will be Tuesday, May the 30th. And the address for the Nazarene Church is 3167 South 10th Street. It's from 5:30 to 7. If you need more information about that, you can call Cami at 288-0655. And then I've got about three things for June that I want to talk about. Main Street's having Ladies Night Out Thursday, June the 1st. Again, lots of Coffeeville people always come over for that. So that's a fun night from 6 to 8 at the Booth Hotel. Basically, grab your friends and head to the booth for an evening of fun. Lots of vendors will be there. There's going to be a fashion show. There'll be food. It's a really good night. So put that on your calendar for Thursday, June the 1st. And then June the 2nd will be Friday night. Four Paws is having Zoo Brew. They do this every other year. It's a fundraiser for the zoo, and it's from 6:30 to 9:30. Going to be lots of fun. I went to a planning meeting last night, and they've got lots of fun things planned. There's going to be a live auction, a silent auction, and all the money raised will go towards finishing up the locomotive, the restoration of the 1050 locomotive. So tickets are $30. You can get them at the chamber office. You can get them at the local banks in town. And dinner's being provided by Down Home Family Restaurant. So the ticket price of $30 gets you into the event and also gets you dinner. It's a pulled pork dinner. It's going to be great. Hugo's Industrial Supply is sponsoring the drinks. So we appreciate that. And then I just wanted to say a few things about Four Paws. So Four Paws is Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo, and they are the foundation arm of the park and the zoo. So they're constantly raising money and then pushing it right back out into the park and the zoo. Most recently, they did the sensory garden, and we're getting ready to do a ribbon cutting for that coming up. It's really, really nice. If you haven't seen the sensory garden, you really need to get out there and experience it. It's a really nice piece of equipment. They just purchased two new monkeys, so we're going to be putting them out soon for everyone to enjoy. And I cannot tell you what, but there's a new animal coming. It's going to be cool, but I can't say what it is.
Okay.
And then they're working on the restoration of the locomotive. They helped fund all of the wayfinding signage inside the park and the zoo, so you know where in the world you're going out there and not just wandering around the 123 acres. And then they also put money towards a bronze statue for Miss Abel. So that's coming in the near future. So just know that it's so important that we support these fundraising efforts, because these groups and organizations push it right back out into the community, and in this particular case, puts it right back into the park and the zoo that we are able to love. It's completely free, and it's definitely a community gem, so we want to promote that. And then lastly, the Kansas Airstrip attack is coming up this Saturday, well, not this Saturday, this June, Friday
Which
and Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, Friday
and Saturday. And actually, it's not. It is Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, okay.
And it's June the 10th and the 11th, and it's out at the municipal airport, and they bring in all kinds of exotic, high-performance race cars. There's Vipers, there's Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, modified street cars. I was looking at their Facebook page, so you can go to Kansas Airstrip Attack, or you can go to Shift Sector. And I was looking online and noticed that there was one female driver, and she was here at the last Kansas Airstrip attack. She drives a matte finished Viper, and it's green. It's really a sharp looking car, and she just broke the 200 mile an hour record. And
wow.
So she was getting some recognition for that.
That's
so
wild.
It's going to be lots of fun. I want to let everybody know that it's affordable. So you want to make sure and get out and participate. So kids 12 and under get in free. If you get your tickets online, you can get them for $20. And if you want to go out for 2 days, it's $35. So divide that in half. It's affordable fun. It's an all day event. You get to get out there, see all of these cars that you're not otherwise going to get to see up close and personal. See the drivers, meet the drivers, watch them fly down the runway. It's a really cool event. There's going to be food trucks out there and lots of fun. So we'll keep talking about it as the weeks progress. But if you want to go online, check out their ticket prices, go to airstripattack.co. And you'll be able to get all of your tickets. But just know that if you get a ticket, you get to bring in all your kids 12 and under for free. So it should be some good family entertainment. And then last but not least, we've got to get ready for 4th of July.
That's right.
So Rotary Club is working on raising the funds this year for the fireworks campaign. It's we're running the money through Community Foundation for Independence, so it'll be a tax-deductible donation. We got to raise over $20,000, so we got a big job ahead of us, not very many days. But we know that we'll come through because everybody enjoys those fireworks. So if everybody who looks up at the sky and enjoys those on the 4th of July will just chip in a little, then together we'll make it happen. If you want to donate, you can make your checks payable to Community Foundation for Independence, or shorten it up to CFFI. You can drop it off at the chamber office, and we'll get it to the Community Foundation. You can also drop it off at Edward Jones, Jason Rutledge in downtown Independence. But if you want to make it super easy, you just go to a website. It's www.cffiindy.org, and you can click the donate button for the 4th of July. You can go in there and just do it in the convenience of your own home, get it done. So we appreciate everyone's contributions to that. If you have questions about any of what I just mentioned, you want me to promote or talk about something else that's happening in the community, please give me a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. And we have a Facebook page, Get Independence. We have our website that you can go to, and you'll see all of the detailed flyers that have all of the, you see the flyers with all the detailed information about the things that I've talked about this morning. So,
all right. Well, Lisa, that's going to about do it here.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with Open Line right after this.